Mermaid, 1969. When Mom wasn't making cakes or practicing her off-island dialect of Japanese to the Skelling market ladies, when she wasn't taking classes on Ikebana, when my sister and I were not at school on the Kadena Air Force Base, she drove us across Okinawa. We'd hang out of the windows, hair plastered to our necks, enthralled by green on green, terraces and vineyards and jungles green, women with baskets on their heads traveling down the road in their bare feet. We passed cart-driven men, their ox carrying bundles of sugar cane. We left them in dust, giggled as we passed, waved and smiled, pointed until Mom made us stop. These were the best times for me, when the car arrived at the reef, after we'd seen the oranges, yellows, and the reds of the sun setting over the water, after fried chicken and knee-high soda, after the first sighting of stars. We hunted cowries with our flashlights, the drying starfish and conch shells there. We found shells nicked by seagull beaks with something inside of them still living. We found sea glass, coins, trinkets, sand dollars, and oyster shells. One night there was a woman balanced on a rock over the water. She was just sitting there, running a comb through her impossible length of hair. At first I thought her a mermaid, but her feet folded to her side like arms hugging in close. Her tattered skirt and ill-fitted blouse waved in the cooling night. Her hair, grayed black, whipped at the rock just as the Air Force jets sped across the sky on their courses to and from Vietnam. She became a silhouette against the sunset, etched behind my eyes forever. A Strawberry Field in Oregon, summer of 1996. Mi novio, smiling in the sun, cracking jokes in Spanish, never looked so bright, crouched in the fields with his friends. The ladies, too, buckets full already, gossip and laugh, and I'm trying to pick faster. My beginner's Spanish, my 1/10 full bucket of berries, my wobbling ankles and lips already cracking. No hat for sun and clothes too warm for this. I'm only 40 minutes in, feeling faint and weak. I'd like to taste a berry, juicy, sun-warmed, straight from the bush. But I need water, shade, and a bushel or two. No time to pick for me. I am a tourist here. And when the farmers comes, looking after the workers, poking fun as they blink, throwing a bonus of Taco Bell to supplement a pittance, I turn, lips quivering, tongue sticking in my mouth, telling them I speak perfect English.